Okay, a couple years ago I did some microwave in the drying in the lab, and I got the question, is the moisture coming out of the seed or the lint? And I was just doing seed cotton moisture at the time, so I couldn't answer that, so we designed this experiment to answer that question, along with questions about fiber quality and seed germination, see if microwave drying would affect germination or any of the fiber qualities in any way. So the parameters, so we worked, in this test we worked with clean seed cotton. It was initially from New Mexico, stored at 5% wet basis moisture content. In order to dry it, you need a little wetter than that, so we re-wetted it with water using a re-wetting process, spraying water on it, and we re-wetted it some about up to 12%, some 10%, and some to 8% moisture. And when we put it in the dryer, we loaded it to a seed cotton density of 4 pounds per cubic foot. That's pretty, that's about what it is. I want it to going through a feed control or steady flow unit. And the width of the dryer that we were blowing through was 2 feet, 24 inches. Again, on the order of what would be in a steady flow unit. So again, some people have put these actually in steady flow units for drying in actual gins, yeah. So again, like I say, three moisture levels, 8, 10, 12%. We compared the microwave dryer, compared that to the same heated air drying. Heated air drying was accomplished with using electric heaters because it's a lab dryer. The microwave units are rated at 1100 watts. So we used heating hour elements of 1100 watts also. We used three microwave for each dryer, as well as the three other electric heating elements. And then we also had just running with air only, no extra heat or microwave to do that, just to see how much the fan was would dry it. And then we ran for times of 5 minutes and 10 minutes. My original design was 5 and 15, but I was running a test. The first test I ran was with heated air, and I started hearing a little popping about 8, 9 minutes, so I said I better shut this off at 10 minutes. So 10 minutes was a limit, and we did three applications, and statistically we used a randomized complete block design. So the rewetting procedure is a two-stage process to get more precise control of the wetting. We, again, we know it's 5%, we figure out how much water we need to add to get it up to the desired moisture, 8, 10, or 12%. We add that much, but there's a little evaporation, a little loss. So we let it sit around for a week, check the moisture, and then we generally have to add a little more moisture to get it up to where we want it. And then, so again, it takes 2 weeks of processing to get that, to get it rewetting. So after the second rewetting, it's usually within half a percentage point of the desired moisture and ready for testing. Test procedure is, again, we load the seed cotton into a dryer, and as we're loading it, we randomly take initial samples. From those initial samples, we determine the moisture content initially before drying, and we gin a sample, so we have a sample for initial fiber quality, initial surge germination, and then conduct the drying test. And after the drying, the 5 minutes or 10 minutes of drying, then we I divide this 2 foot long section into 5 samples from close to the fan, farther down the line. So we're taking 5 final samples, each one, you know, the closest one's going to have more drying and the furthest one's going to have less drying. And so then we take the sample, gin it immediately, essentially as fast as we can. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to go actually take the samples out and get them all ginned. So after running the test, we got another 10 to 15 minutes to get it all ginned and bagged up and ready for storage until we can get them analyzed. And again, so we take the moisture samples as well, and then the moisture samples are always run the same day. Or well, I mean, they run the next day. We weigh them the same day to get the initial moisture and then run them in the oven the next day or the next working day. A moisture determination, again, using the oven moisture, air oven moisture for determined moisture for our seed cotton, and the air oven moisture test, determined moisture for seed, And then lint moisture is determined by using a calculation, a weighted average calculation, because lint changes so fast, so it's better to use the calculation to determine lint moisture. Here's a picture of the dryer that was we built. Again, we have a fan, and we have in there we have a first element that has the heating elements in it. Going too fast there. And then the second final element has where we put the sea cotton. Again, this is what it looks like when we're running the test, but to see what's inside, we take the cover off. This is the microwave components. There's 1, 2, 3. These are the transformers, capacitors, and so on. The emitters are actually in the second part. So again, we're emitting it. We put perforated screens in there to keep the microwave radiation guarded. And so there's a perforated screen also at the other end. And then, so again, similar to run the electric test, we have a section with the electric heaters in it. So we substitute the electric heaters for the microwave unit. So the slide, it's ductwork, so it just comes apart, and we reassemble it, and then switch the fan over. And again, for the air only, whatever was on there, whether it was microwave or electric, when it came up time for those in the test, we just turned those off, and whatever was there was used. We ginned the samples on a laboratory roller gin about a foot wide. As fast as we can. We had to clean the cotton for this test so that we could quickly take it out and roll the gin. We cleaned it with three stick machines, three incline cleaners, maximum we had at our lab. And even after that, we had to do some hand cleaning to get out burrs and sticks that might damage the roller gin. Here are some results with the air only. Again, the top lines are seed moisture content, not much change in seed moisture content. This is, again, results for 10% initial moisture content. Again, there wasn't much difference between the 8, 10, and 12% moisture contents. There weren't relative differences anyway. So I'm just showing results for the 10% moisture content during the presentation to save time. Again, the air doesn't change much in the seed. It changes a little bit in the lint, but not a lot. But air does a little dry, but not much, is what we're showing. We look at the microwave. You see, the top kind of light blue line is initial, and then 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we see the seed, and a little bit of drying in the seed there, a lot more drying in the lint. So again, we're showing that, and I have some results in the tables later on. We'll discuss it a little bit more. And the heated air is showing, again, more drying of the seed and lint, more drying and closest to the fan. We look at kind of the results, how much moisture changes. Sea cotton moisture at 5 to 5 minutes. Again, we lose 0.3 percentage point for the air, 0.8 percentage point for heated air, 1.1 percentage points for the microwave. This is that microwave drying essentially is more effective than the heated air drying alone. So we're essentially removing more moisture with the same amount of energy with the microwave drying. And looking at the seed cotton, final moisture content range, again, the heated air closest to the fan, it dried it to 7.9, so it took 2 points out, farthest from the fan in 5 minutes, we're not really drying in. It's almost where it was to begin with 10. We look at the microwave, we're a little bit higher closer to the fan, but lower at the end. That means, with the microwave, we're more effective at pushing the drying front across the entire width of our seed. Looking at the seed, with the heated air, more moisture is coming out from the seed as compared with the drying width, 0.5 percentage point versus 0.3 percentage point. So obviously with the lint, more moisture has to come out for the lint for everything to balance out. So what we're saying is, again, the microwave is more effective at removing from the lint versus straight heated air drying for the same amount of time. Less from the seed, more from the lint. So that's, again, our moisture results. Again, the moisture range, we're more effective at removing that moisture from the lint, further from the microwave source versus electric heat source. So it's more effective at pushing that drying front through with the lint as well. Again, looking at 10 minutes, results are really similar results. Again, there's a law of diminishing returns. It's not quite twice as much moisture removed as with 5 minutes. So we had 1.1 with the microwave versus 2.0, but it's getting close. Again, with 10 minutes, we're drying more of the seed. As the longer it goes, the more moisture we're taking out of the seed and less out of the lint. Less percentage out of the lint, more percentage out of the seed and less percentage out of the lint. HBI results, again, we sent these off to Visalia office for classing. The overall averages are listed there for the seeds. The only differences we found were from some samples that were scorched during the drying color changes. Those were only with heated air, electric heat. They were not with a microwave. There were no changes with the microwave, no changes in HBI properties. There were some due to the scorching with the electric heat, excessive drying. It was, and the temperatures were only reaching at about 200 degrees, but we still managed to scorch the cotton because it got so dry. And I have to list here preliminary germination results. We don't have all the germination tests back. They take a little while to get done, but our initial moisture or initial germinations were around 90%. And basically everything is around 90, with the exception of those samples where we got scorching close to the dryer, and that dropped it down, seed germination down to 80% average. So no, microwave, no changes with germination, just in the heated air. So again, summarizing, the microwave drying had more moisture removed overall than heated air drying. It was more effective for drying. Microwave drying had more moisture removed from the lint, less from the seed. Microwave drying extended the drying further into the cotton seed and the lint. And there were no adverse quality effects noted from microwave drying as far as HBI or seed germination. So thank you. Any questions?
Any questions for Kevin?
Yes, Paul.
Does the cost of the electricity for the microwave compare to the cost of the gas?
Okay, cost of electricity versus cost of gas. Talks about what you can. I mean, if you talk about gas, if you're talking about natural gas is pretty cheap. You can't compete with that. If you're talking about propane, to produce the same amount of heat energy, they were kind of similar. I think propane's dropped because oil prices are dropping down. Propane at the present is cheaper, but a year ago it wasn't. So if you're talking natural gas, obviously not. But again, some people are interested in this because they think that, particularly in California, people in California think that someday they're going to say you can't burn, run gas burners because they put up too much the NOx and SOx and stuff, too much emissions.